be real with it. Yep.
Now let me see you.
Oh, snap. Doi. But I just want to send you a message and say thank you for everything you've done, for all the laughs, for all the great things you provided, but most of all, the time you provided and just the love that you've always shown as well. And that's like so appreciated. So I just wanted to let you know that, just because you're super genuine. And whenever I've kind of covered a show after and come in for a chat, like, you've always shown nothing but love, and I really, really appreciate that. When you didn't have to, so thank you, and I wish you nothing but amazing things and the best of luck. Yeah, smash it.
Good morning. This is it. The long goodbye. I'll be with you until 11 a.m. and then that's it. Guys, I need you today. I'm feeling very weak. I'm on the edge. If you're with me, 88111 on the text, at One Extra on Twitter. We are going out in style today, my friends. Of course, it's going to be a jam-packed and very, very special show. Can't leave quietly. We go out with a bang. I'm going to be replaying you some of my favourite moments. And these are the most memorable from the past 6 years. Also, the last ever A to Z. Three more listeners, and then that's your lot. That's your fill. I've chosen all the songs playing today as well. All my favourites from now until 11. And of course, a bumper-sized last ever Throwback Thursday coming your way from 8 till 9. And it is, of course, a chef's kiss vintage year. Right now, though, let's get into this week's Hot Shot. It was my last one, my final record of the week, and I absolutely love this tune. Mira May, alongside Hailey from Weston, would say yeah. It's the last show, guys. Let's get it. This is The Long Goodbye on the One Extra Breakfast Show, my final show till 11 a.m. Guys, thank you so much for all the messages. Hold tight, Reese Duncan. Shouts to JSB, Perletta. Good morning to Leone. Shouts to Kieran, Nigel. Good morning to T in Highmore. Let's get into this. It's only right that we celebrate today. Throwback Thursday. Oh, it has been my favourite part of the week for years. Guys, it has been incredible taking these trips down memory lane with you. So for one last time, it's your last one from Throwback Thursday in 99. Sing along, crew. Your time.
In LA. We are live from California, and wow, some stuff went down at the BET Awards, Robbie.
Yo.
A lot of stuff went down on the stage, but there was a particular incident that went down off stage.
Incredible.
It was one of the most intense moments of recent years. Yeah. And Robbie, only me and you saw it. All I've been thinking about is this point. Everything up to this point in the show has been a warm-up for the main event.
Yep, yep.
Because listen, you may have remembered, yeah, like about a month ago, like IMDb and Stefflon Don had a little Twitter spat. We'll call it a spat, because it wasn't like intense,
yeah,
but it was a little bit unruly.
Also came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere. IMDb started sending for Stefflon Don. Stefflon Don and IMDb, they exchanged words. Hmm. It got a bit heated, but it's Twitter.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just typing.
Yeah, you never see them in real life.
You're never going to see each other in real life.
No.
Oh, you are. You are at the BET Awards when you're sitting 6 seats away from each other. All right? Now, they were on the row directly in front of me. I could not have had a better seat.
100.
Like, IMDb's braids were at the end of my nose. That's how close we were. My chin was basically on her neck.
Yeah.
That's how close we were, all right? So trust me when I say this is an eyewitness account, all right? So, IMDb sitting in her seat, Stefflon Don sitting in her seat. They're about 6 to 7 seats apart,
yeah,
but they don't know they're in the same row, because you can't see all the way down the row, but I can see that they're in the same row. I said, Robbie, this is going to kick off at a certain point.
Yeah.
Get your camera phone ready. So IMDb sitting in her seat, Steph London sitting in her seat. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. We're watching a great show. There's six people between you. You're not going to actually cross paths. Oh, Steph London wants to leave the show early. So Steph London needs to walk down the aisle to get out of the venue. You know when you're in the cinema, yeah, and you need to get out of your aisle and everybody needs to get up to let you through, and you do that shimmy and you like whisper your sorry, like, sorry, sorry, excuse me, sorry, excuse me, sorry. Steph London was doing that because she didn't realise that her enemy was coming up, all right? So Steph London's just doing polite excuse me in her tight little dress, yeah? And then comes face to face with IMDb.
Wow.
I'm currently in LA, so I can't control the music playing. But over in London, can you drop the music out, please? Because this is serious. All right? IMDb, Steph London, face to face at this point. Robbie, am I right?
I could feel the tension. I went so red.
Like, my heart started beating. Like, I had been tweeting them.
What's happening?
I felt like I was in the beef because I knew this was about to bubble over. Steph London says, keep my name out your bleep bleep mouth, yeah, to IMDb, okay? IMDb at this point isn't saying much, mm-hmm. yeah? And I'm going to remain impartial, but I'm going to give you an accurate rundown of events.
Yeah.
IMDb was a little bit shook.
Yeah, hundreds.
She was, her knees started to give way at this point.
She was on her own as well.
She was on her own, and Steph London bigger than IMDb.
Yeah.
Okay? So after Steph London says, keep my name out your bleep bleep mouth, she was actually ready to go. She was like, I've said my piece. It's the BET Awards. We're not going to be the ghetto English people that break out into a fight. Because bearing in mind, the BET Awards are still happening on the stage at this point. In fact, it was the worst time to do it because it was the eulogy bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, when they do the slideshow of all the people that have died in the year.
People are clapping.
And people are like, oh, and they're playing like sad orchestral music.
Yeah.
You're seeing like Craig Mack flash up on screen while Steph London is cussing out IMDb in the room. So Steph London is walking towards the aisle and we're like, oh, do you know what? Maybe it wasn't that bad. And then, you know when you get a little bit brave because the person's slightly out of earshot?
Yeah.
Yes. At this point, IMDb said, get some class. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. So, Steph London came back and she was like, I'll box you in the face, you know? I'll box you in the face. Again, waited until Steph was walking away to say, you'll punch him in the face. You can't. Can I just say, again, I am on neither side. I am impartial. But if you're going to have that energy online, you have to have that energy in person.
I swear IMDb started it as well.
IMDb started it on Twitter. Didn't want it at the BET Awards in LA.
Did not.
You can't say, get some class when the person's already like left. 20 feet away.
100%.
Have that energy when they're face to face with you.
Yeah.
So this next song is dedicated to IMDb. It's Suspect. Say it with your chest.
Hi, Dottie. It's Grimmy here. Just wanted to get in touch on your last brekkie show and send some love and say thank you, really, for all the wonderful mornings that we've had listening to you and listening to you and Robbie. It's been so fun hearing you on the radio. We think you're brilliant. Like, we honestly properly laugh when we're having our brekkie and listening to you, and we're gonna miss hearing that. So we just wanted to send all of our love to you, say thanks. That's enough waking up early now. Like, it's a lot, isn't it? So enjoy the Lions, and can't wait to see what you do next. Lots of love, Dottie. Gonna miss ya.
I'm gonna try and get through this. I'm gonna try. All right. Oh, guys, thank you, man. Yasmin, this show is not finishing at 11. You relax, babe. You are not gonna be on air for a while because this may take a while. All right. Oh, the end of an incredible era. What a chapter it has been. And
like to think it all started with a little Saturday afternoon show in 2014 where my first link was on this very bed. Guys, I can't thank you enough for having me. Thank you for letting me grow here, man. One Extra has been an anchor in my life, truly. When I met my girlfriend, I came on One Extra and I spoke about her. When my mum was ill, this show was my escape. When my son was born, I came straight back to work to do my show when he was only a few days old. On the morning of Grenfell, it was you and me. We've been through an uprising and a pandemic in this year alone. You guys have been here through it all, sometimes without even knowing. And I can't thank you enough for letting me be a part of your lives. To everyone at One Extra, Trevor Nelson for telling me I should be a radio presenter. And then to him and his producer Adele for making it happen, I owe my journey to you. Thank you so much, Rob Littlejohn, for taking a chance on a straggling rapper in need of a career change. Janine, for absolutely everything. Mark, you're a legend and you'll be incredibly missed. Reese, thank you for always pushing me into great slots. All the amazing producers and APs I've worked with from the very beginning, Emma Stevens, Jenny Keogh, who taught me how to use the desk, Phil Stocker, who came up with the A to Z, then let me take the credit, to Roshan, Jack, Charlotte Reimer, Jade, Carleen, Laura, my absolute G, the incredible Lucy Winter, little Lucy Kinghorn, Amari, Carol, Renee, who dropped the music during that Steph London IMDb link. Legend. To Shaq, Rob Carnage, Shanette, Sarah Dre, Flossie, my absolute Don, Dora. Big up Claire as well. I don't even know what Claire's job title is, but this place would fall apart without her. And of course, someone who means the world to me, a guy I was introduced to in 2016 when they said, this guy's going to be working with you on a new breakfast show. He ended up being the real star of it and a friend for life. The best producer, a presenter could ever ask for. My Chargy, my Jenna, my brethren for life, Robbie. Absolute legend. The behind the scenes Dons, Limla and Ty. A thousand thank yous would never be enough for all that you do. All the presenters, you guys have become my friends and family. And we've made memories to last a lifetime. I'm so grateful to this station for introducing me to you all. But a special shout out to Yasmin Evans, Greg James, Clara Ampho and Ace, who are real life blessings to me. Love to my wife, who was as relieved as me when I deleted my alarms off my phone this morning. She's put up with 5 a.m. wake-ups, me switching on the lights when I can't find my BBC pass, and being thrown in the trash bag on numerous occasions. I love you, babe. I couldn't have done it without you. But the real thank you, you absolute buffings, is you guys, the listeners. You've made this show with your stories, your texts, playing the A to Z. Some of you literally tweet the show every day, and I am forever thankful for being allowed into your life. So, allow me to close the show with Jay-Z. It's been emotional. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
With the Brooklyn going, so for one last time,